Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive.
Yeah.
This time, we're gonna dive deep into this whole world of prompt engineering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone's talking about AI these days, but how do we actually talk to it? How do we get it to do what we want?
It really is like learning a whole new language.
Right. And that's what prompt engineering is all about. It's like learning to speak the language of these AI models.
Exactly.
And lucky for us, there's this really cool article that just came out in Data Science Horizons. It's called A Comprehensive Overview of Prompt Engineering Techniques.
So, it's a fantastic article.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to use that as our roadmap for today's deep dive. But, you know, before we get into the really nitty gritty details, can we just like take a step back and for anyone who's maybe not totally familiar with it, can you kind of just like explain the basic idea of what prompt engineering is?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically it's about designing instructions, you know, crafting prompts to guide these large language models, these LLMs, to give us the outputs we're looking for.
Okay, so it's more than just typing a question into ChatGPT.
Way more. Think of it like you have this incredibly smart but very literal-minded assistant.
Okay.
And you need to give them crystal clear directions to get what you need.
So it's about being super specific.
Yeah, specificity is key, but it's also about understanding how these models think, how they process information.
So it's a bit of an art and a science.
Exactly, and that's what makes it so fascinating. It's this intersection of linguistics, psychology, and computer science.
Okay, so we're talking about AI, we're talking about language models, we're talking about this whole world of prompt engineering. I mean, it feels like this is something that's kind of blowing up right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the rise of models like ChatGPT, prompt engineering has gone from like a niche skill to like an essential one for anyone interacting with AI.
I mean, I can see that just in my own work. The more I learn about prompting, the more I realize how much more I can do with these tools.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And the applications are just exploding. We're seeing it in everything from marketing and content creation to scientific research and education.
So it's not just for techies anymore.
Yeah.
It's like everyone needs to have at least a basic understanding of this stuff.
I think so. It's becoming a fundamental skill set for the 21st century.
All right. So the article talks about different ways to classify prompt engineering techniques.
Right. They call it a taxonomy of techniques.
Okay. So it's not just one way to do this. There's a whole bunch of different approaches.
Yeah. There are like five main categories. By example, quantity, reasoning approach, generation method, structural format, and even cognitive framework.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack. But, you know, before we dive into each of those, is there one category that kind of like jumps out at you as being particularly important or maybe even like surprising?
I think the reasoning approach category is particularly fascinating because it really gets at the heart of how we can guide AI to think more like humans.
Oh, interesting. So this is about more than just giving the AI data. It's about teaching it how to actually process that data and draw conclusions.
Exactly. And one technique in that category that I find really powerful is chain of thought prompting.
Okay, I've heard of that. But, you know, can you just break that down for us a little bit? What is that all about?
Yeah, so imagine you have a complex problem. Instead of just throwing the whole problem at the AI, you break it down into a series of smaller steps, a chain of thought, and you guide the AI through each step.
So it's kind of like we're showing the AI how to think through the problem logically, step by step.
Exactly. And by doing that, we can get much more accurate and insightful outputs from the model.
That makes sense. So it's not about making the AI smarter. It's about giving it a better way to use the smarts it already has.
Right. It's about providing structure and guidance to help it reason through complex tasks.
But, you know, I'm curious, is there a limit to how much we can kind of like humanize AI thinking through these techniques?
That's a really interesting question. And honestly, I don't think we have a definitive answer yet. But that's what's so exciting about this field. We're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It feels like we're, you know, on the verge of something really big here.
I think so too. And the more we learn about prompt engineering, the more we unlock the potential of AI to do amazing things.
You know, before we get too carried away with, you know, all the possibilities, I think it's important to also talk about some of the practicalities of prompt engineering. Like, what are some of the challenges or limitations that we need to be aware of?
That's a great point. I mean, one thing to keep in mind is that these models are still under development, you know? They can be unpredictable at times.
Oh, tell me about it. I've definitely had some interesting results in my own experiments.
Right. So it's important to approach this with a bit of patience and a willingness to experiment.
And also, I imagine there are ethical considerations too, right? Like, we need to make sure we're using these tools responsibly.
Absolutely. That's a whole other conversation, but it's incredibly important. We need to be thinking about bias, fairness, and the potential impact of these technologies on society.
So it's not just about the technical stuff. There's a whole human element to this as well.
Definitely. And that's something we need to keep at the forefront of our minds as we continue to explore the world of prompt engineering.
All right. So we've talked about the basics of prompt engineering, some of the different categories of techniques, and even some of the challenges and ethical considerations. Now, let's actually dive into some of the specific techniques themselves. I mean, the article mentions quite a few, but are there any that really stand out to you as being particularly powerful or, you know, maybe even game changers?
Oh, there are a bunch that are really cool, but one that always fascinates me is the automatic prompt engineer. It's almost like a AI helping to optimize prompts for another AI.
Wait, so we're using AI to write better prompts for other AI?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
It is, and it really highlights the potential for AI to enhance our own capabilities. It's like having a superpowered assistant helping you craft the perfect instructions.
Okay, now that's an image that's going to stick with me. But, you know, before we get too deep into the AI on AI action, what about some of the more foundational techniques? Like, where do we even begin if we're just starting out with prompt engineering?
Well, one of the most basic but incredibly effective techniques is few-shot prompting. And the idea here is, instead of just giving the AI an instruction, you provide a few examples of what you're looking for.
Okay, so it's like showing the AI, hey, this is the kind of output I want. Now go do something similar.
Exactly. And even just a handful of well-chosen examples can drastically improve the model's performance.
So it's like giving the AI a little bit of training data, right?
Exactly. And it's amazing how quickly these models can pick up patterns and adapt to new tasks with just a few examples.
So if I want, say, a poem about a robot falling in love, I should give it a couple examples of, like, robot love poems first.
Yeah, exactly. And the more relevant and high quality your examples are, the better the AI will understand what you're going for.
Okay, so few-shot prompting, it's like prompting 101. Got it. But, you know, what about some of the other techniques that are out there? Are there any that kind of like take this idea of example-based prompting to the next level?
Oh, definitely. And one that's becoming increasingly popular is table-driven prompt design. And this is where things start to get really interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. What's so special about tables?
Well, think about it. Tables are a great way to organize information in a clear and structured way.
True. I mean, who doesn't love a good spreadsheet?
Right. And it turns out that AI models love them too.
Okay, I'm listening.
So with table-driven prompt design, you basically create a table that contains all the key information the AI needs to understand the task.
So it's like turning the prompt into a mini database, making it super easy for the AI to process.
Exactly. And this is especially useful for tasks that involve comparing different options or making complex decisions.
Okay, I'm starting to see the power of this. So, like, if I'm trying to get the AI to help me choose a new car, I could create a table with, like, all the different models, their features, their prices, and so on.
Exactly. And the AI can then use that information to make recommendations or even generate a comparison report for you.
That's pretty amazing. So we're essentially teaching the AI to think like a data analyst.
In a way, yes. And that's what's so cool about prompt engineering. We're constantly finding new ways to leverage the power of AI by understanding how it processes information.
Okay, so we've got few-shot prompting. We've got table-driven prompt design. These are like the building blocks of prompt engineering. But I know there are even more advanced techniques out there. Are there any that, you know, really push the boundaries of what's possible with AI?
Oh, absolutely. And one that I find particularly fascinating is Bloom's taxonomy-based prompting. Now, this one draws inspiration from the field of education.
Okay, now we're really mixing things up. AI and education, what's the connection?
Well, Bloom's taxonomy is this framework for classifying different levels of cognitive skills. So, like, there's remembering, understanding, applying, analyzing, evaluating, and creating.
Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember learning about that in, like, a teaching course I took once.
Right, and the idea behind Bloom's taxonomy-based prompting is to use this framework to craft prompts that elicit responses at specific cognitive levels.
Oh, that's interesting. So instead of just getting the AI to, like, spit out information, we can actually guide it to engage in deeper levels of thinking.
Exactly. So if you want the AI to analyze a poem, you would use a different prompt than if you just wanted it to summarize the plot.
So it's about being really intentional with the type of thinking we want the AI to do.
Exactly. And that's what makes this technique so powerful. It allows us to tailor our prompts to the specific cognitive task we're trying to achieve.
Wow, this is blowing my mind. I mean, it feels like prompt engineering is so much more than just a set of techniques. It's really about, like, a whole new way of thinking about how we interact with AI.
I completely agree. It's about understanding that AI is not just a tool, it's a partner in a sense. And the better we understand how to communicate with our AI partners, the more amazing things we can accomplish together.
And that's what makes this whole deep dive so exciting. It's not just about learning how to use the new tool, it's about exploring a whole new frontier of human AI collaboration.
Exactly. And who knows where this journey will take us? The possibilities are truly endless.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. But before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, I want to just take a moment to kind of like zoom out and think about the bigger picture here. I mean, prompt engineering, it's clearly a powerful tool, but it also raises some really interesting questions about the future of, you know, work, creativity, and even like what it means to be human in the age of AI.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. And I think it's important to have these conversations, you know, to not just focus on the technical aspects, but to also consider the broader societal and ethical implications of these technologies.
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of the potential impact of AI on our lives and make sure that we're using these tools in a way that benefits everyone.
So it's not just about being smart, it's about being wise.
I love that. Being smart is knowing how to use the tools. Being wise is knowing when and how to use them responsibly.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect note to end on for this first part of our deep dive. But don't worry, we're just getting started. In the next part, we'll be exploring some even more advanced prompt engineering techniques and diving even deeper into the practical applications of this amazing field.
I can't wait.
So stay tuned, folks. The journey continues.
It's really like having this whole toolkit, you know? Like, you wouldn't use a hammer for every job, right?
Right.
So you've got to choose the right prompt engineering technique for the task at hand.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to, like, actually start crafting some prompts. Are there any, like, universal tips, things that I should always keep in mind no matter what technique I'm using?
Definitely. And I think the most important one is clarity. You know, if you can't explain what you want to another human, you're not going to be able to explain it to an AI.
So it's really about, like, taking that extra time to articulate what you want in a way that's super clear and specific, even if it seems obvious to you.
Exactly. Because AI is super literal. It doesn't get those subtle hints or, you know, implied meanings.
Right. So no more like write something creative. We get to be way more specific in that.
Yeah. If you want a creative story, you have to tell the AI what kind of story, what themes you want, what style.
So it's about setting the scene, giving the AI all the information it needs to really understand what we're going for.
Exactly. And this clarity thing, it goes beyond just the wording. It's also about the structure of your prompt.
Okay, so like how we organize the information.
Exactly. A well-structured prompt is like a roadmap for the AI. It guides it towards the desired destination.
So no more rambling instructions or throwing everything but the kitchen sink into the prompt.
Keep it concise, focused, relevant. And this is where those examples we talked about earlier really come in handy.
Or the few-shot prompting.
Yeah, because they don't just tell the AI what you want. They also show it the tone, the style, the level of detail.
So if I'm looking for like a formal business report, my example should be formal. But if I want a funny social media post, my example should be more playful.
Exactly. The examples set the stage for the AI to follow.
Got it. So clarity, structure, good examples. These are like the foundational principles of prompt engineering.
Definitely. And the cool thing is, once you get these down, you can start experimenting with all sorts of different techniques and really see what these AI models can do.
All right. So we've talked about the good stuff. Now let's talk about the not so good stuff. What are some of the common pitfalls or mistakes that people make when they first start out with prompt engineering?
Oh, I see this all the time. I think the biggest one is being too vague or general with the instructions.
Like we were saying earlier, just saying write a poem is not going to cut it.
Nope. You have to give the AI something to work with, a theme, a style, a specific emotion.
Okay, so vagueness is enemy number one. What else should we watch out for?
Another common mistake is overloading the prompt with too much information.
Oh, yeah. I could see how that would be a problem. It's like giving someone a 5-page list of instructions. They're just going to get lost.
Exactly. It's the same with AI. You have to find that sweet spot between providing enough context and not overwhelming the model with too much detail.
So it's about being selective, choosing the most important information, and presenting it in a way that's clear and easy for the AI to understand.
Exactly. It's like, you know, writing a good recipe. You don't want to include every single detail, just the essential steps and ingredients.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So we've got to be specific, we've got to be concise, we've got to use good examples. But even then, I imagine there's still a bit of a learning curve, right? Like understanding how these language models actually work and how they respond to different types of prompts.
Oh, absolutely. It takes practice, and it takes a bit of intuition, too.
Intuition. Like, how do you develop intuition for something as, you know, complex as a large language model?
Well, it comes from experimenting, from seeing how the AI responds to different prompts, from understanding its strengths and limitations. And the more you work with these models, the more you start to get a feel for what works and what doesn't.
So it's kind of like learning to read the AI's mind. In a way.
In a way, yeah. You start to anticipate how it's going to interpret your instructions and how you can guide it towards the outcome you want.
Okay, that makes sense. But, you know, with all this talk of advanced techniques and fine-tuning and developing intuition, it can all feel a bit intimidating, especially for someone who's just starting out.
I get that. But honestly, the best way to learn is to just dive in and start experimenting. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, try different things, see what happens.
So embrace the chaos, basically.
Exactly. That's where the real learning happens. And the cool thing is there are so many resources available online. Tutorials, articles, open source projects, online communities.
So there's really no excuse not to give it a try.
Nope. And the more people who get involved in prompt engineering, the more we'll learn about these models and the more we'll be able to unlock their potential.
All right, so we've talked about the basics, we've talked about some of the common pitfalls, and we've even touched on this idea of developing intuition for how these AI models work. Now, I want to shift gears a bit and talk about the future of prompt engineering. I mean, this field is evolving so rapidly. Mm-hmm. What are some of the trends that have you particularly excited or intrigued?
Oh, there's so much happening right now. It's hard to even keep up. But one area that I think is really exciting is cross-modal prompting.
Cross-modal prompting. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. Break it down for me.
So up until now, we've mostly been talking about using text prompts, right?
Right.
But with cross-modal prompting, we can start using other types of input as well, like images, audio, even video.
So instead of just describing a scene with words, I could actually show the AI a picture and say, write a story about this.
Exactly. Or you could play it a piece of music and say, generate a poem that captures the mood of this song.
Wow, that's wild. So we're basically expanding the AI's sensory input, giving it access to a whole new world of information.
Exactly. And that opens up so many creative possibilities. I mean, imagine being able to generate music from a painting or create a video from a poem.
Okay, now we're talking science fiction stuff.
I know, right? But it's closer than you think. Some of these things are already being done in research labs. And as the technology continues to develop, I think we're going to see some truly mind-blowing applications.
I can't wait. So cross-modal prompting, that's definitely one to watch. What else is on the horizon?
Another trend that's gaining momentum is personalized prompt adaptation.
Personalized, so like custom-made prompts for each individual user.
Exactly. Imagine an AI system that learns your preferences, your style, your specific needs, and then adapts its prompts accordingly.
So the AI becomes less of a generic tool and more of a personalized assistant, tailored to my unique way of working and thinking.
Precisely. It's like having an AI that knows you so well that it can practically finish your sentences for you, or at least write the perfect prompt to get you started.
That would be amazing. But is this like years away, or is this something that's happening right now?
Some aspects of it are already being implemented. For example, there are AI writing tools that can analyze your writing style and suggest improvements or generate text that matches your tone and voice.
Okay, so the seeds are being planted, and it's just a matter of time before these personalized AI systems really start to blossom.
I think so. And it's going to revolutionize the way we interact with AI. It's going to make these tools even more powerful and intuitive to use.
I'm all for more intuitive AI. The less time I have to spend fiddling with settings and figuring things out, the better.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these trends. They're all about making AI more accessible and user-friendly so that everyone can benefit from its power.
So it's not just about making AI smarter. It's about making it work better for us.
Exactly. It's about bridging that gap between human intention and AI capabilities so that we can work together seamlessly to achieve amazing things.
I love that. So we've got cross-modal prompting. We've got personalized prompt adaptation. Any other trends that have you particularly jazzed about the future of prompt engineering?
Oh, definitely. One that I think is going to have a huge impact is collaborative prompt engineering.
Collaborative. So like teams of people working together on prompts.
Yes, but it's more than that. It's about bringing together human expertise with AI's analytical power.
So it's like humans are good at certain things, AI is good at other things, and when we combine our strengths, we can achieve something truly remarkable.
Exactly. Imagine a team of scientists, engineers, and artists working together with an AI to design a new product or create a groundbreaking piece of art.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. And I think this collaborative approach is going to be essential for tackling the really big challenges facing our world, like climate change, disease, poverty.
So it's not just about making cool stuff. It's about using AI to make a real difference in the world.
That's the ultimate goal. And prompt engineering is going to be a key part of that.
I love that. So we've got these incredible trends on the horizon. Cross-modal prompting, personalized adaptation, collaborative engineering. It really feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with prompt engineering.
We are. And the pace of innovation is only accelerating. It's an exciting time to be involved in this field.
It is. But before we get too carried away with future possibilities, I want to bring it back to the present for a moment. For someone who's listening to this and thinking, okay, this prompt engineering thing sounds really cool, but where do I even begin? What advice would you give them?
I would say, first and foremost, don't be intimidated. Prompt engineering is a skill, and like any skill, you can learn it with practice.
So it's not like you need a PhD in computer science to get started.
Not at all. There are tons of free resources available online. You can start experimenting with ChatGPT, you can read tutorials, you can join online communities.
So just dive in and start playing around, basically.
Exactly. And the more you experiment, the more you'll learn, and the more comfortable you'll become with these tools.
And I think it's important to remember that prompt engineering is not just about technical proficiency. It's also about creativity, about problem solving, about communication.
Absolutely. It's about understanding how to translate your ideas into a language that AI can understand.
And that's a skill that's going to be valuable in just about any field you can think of.
I agree. No matter what you do, whether you're a writer, an artist, a scientist, an entrepreneur, understanding how to communicate with AI is going to be essential for success in the 21st century.
So it's not just a niche skill, it's a fundamental skill set for the future.
Exactly. And the sooner you start learning, the better equipped you'll be to thrive in this rapidly changing world.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive. We've talked about the best practices for crafting effective prompts. We've explored some common pitfalls to avoid, and we've even taken a glimpse into the exciting future of prompt engineering.
It's been a whirlwind tour, but I hope it's given our listeners a good overview of this fascinating field.
You mean? And in the final part of our deep dive, we're going to bring it all together. We're going to talk about the real-world applications of prompt engineering, the ethical considerations, and the big questions that this technology raises about the future of work, creativity, and even what it means to be human.
I can't wait to dive into those big questions.
Me neither. So stay tuned, folks. The best is yet to come. It really makes you wonder what kind of art and music and stories we'll be creating with AI in the future.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's not just about art. Imagine the scientific discoveries we could make.
Right, like using AI to help us understand complex data or even come up with new hypotheses.
Exactly. And it all comes back to prompt engineering. The better we get at communicating with these models, the more we unlock their potential.
And, you know, speaking of unlocking potential, that brings us back to a question we kind of touched on earlier, this idea that, you know, as AI gets better at prompt engineering, does that mean humans eventually become, like, obsolete in the process?
It's a question a lot of people are asking. I mean, are we just training our replacements?
Right. Like, is this a skill that will eventually be completely automated?
It's tough to say for sure, but honestly, I don't think so. I think there's always going to be a need for that human element, that spark of creativity, that ability to see the bigger picture.
So it's not about fearing obsolescence. It's about embracing the possibilities of collaboration.
Exactly. Finding ways to leverage our strengths alongside the capabilities of AI.
And that's why understanding prompt engineering is so important. It's like learning the language of this new era, this age of human-AI partnership.
It's like, you know, back in the day when people were first learning to code, it was this specialized skill, but now it's becoming essential for so many different fields.
Right. And prompt engineering feels like it's on that same trajectory. It's going from niche to mainstream.
And the cool thing is, it's accessible to anyone. You don't need a fancy degree or a ton of technical expertise to get started.
So for anyone listening who's feeling inspired, what are some practical steps they can take to start, you know, learning and experimenting with prompt engineering?
Well, first of all, just start playing around. There are so many free tools out there. ChatGPT is a great place to begin.
Right. It's like a playground for prompt engineers.
It is. And there are tons of tutorials and articles online. You can literally just Google prompt engineering for beginners and you'll find a wealth of information.
And don't forget the power of community. There are forums and groups dedicated to prompt engineering where you can connect with other enthusiasts, ask questions, share your experiences. It's about recognizing that we're all learning this together. It's a new field, and there's no one right way to do it.
Exactly. So experiment, share, collaborate. That's the best way to learn and grow.
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will stumble upon the next big breakthrough in prompt engineering.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would. So to everyone listening out there, go forth and prompt.
Happy prompting.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into prompt engineering. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the basics of what prompt engineering is to the future trends that are shaping the field.
And we've talked about how prompt engineering is not just a technical skill, but also a creative one, a collaborative one, and ultimately a human one.
It's about understanding how to communicate with these powerful AI systems mm-hmm. in a way that allows us to work together to solve problems, create new things, and make the world a better place.
Well said.
So, as always, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We hope you learned something new, and we encourage you to keep exploring the world of prompt engineering.
And until next time, keep asking those big questions.
Then keep diving deep.